Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, a discussion forum to share innovative and relevant thoughts, research, and ideas on education today and to explore ways to help prepare students to thrive. Welcome to this episode of Education Conversations, Relationships That Matter. I'm joined today with some wonderful people who I became familiar with as they joined our organization as volunteer mentors, but their history and their work certainly transcends and goes further back than the time that I've met them. And I think they're going to be wonderful voiceovers for why this work and this topic that we're going to talk about today, essential here at the Education Foundation, is a belief that each and every student should have access to relationships and resources that make a difference. And that first part, the relationships, it's so vital. In today's episode, we're going to explore how student relationships, whether it's with teachers, counselors, mentors, trusted adults, can really change lives. And relationships, we know, have stood the test of time. And yet, what we've seen in an ongoing world of the evolution of change in education is that sometimes we focus more on the student achievement and less to the degree of really how relationships play into that. And so we want to just spend a little bit of time today talking about the importance of those trusting, caring relationships and how they do, in fact, improve educational outcomes and preparing students for life. So as I mentioned today, we've got two remarkable women who have dedicated so much of their lives to building relationships that help students reach their full potential. We have with us Janelle Beatrice, who started as a classroom teacher herself with a student-first approach, and she became the executive director of student life at Youngstown State University in Ohio, where she supported students for over 18 years. And like Janelle, our second guest who's with us today, Leslie Chase, was a student-first classroom teacher herself, where she taught at the elementary and middle school level at Pineview School here locally in Sarasota County before working for 12 years as the college resource officer at Pineview, supporting both juniors and seniors as they were making their plans for life beyond high school and certainly making a lot of college applications in the midst. In addition to working closely with the students at such an important time of transition in their lives, Janelle and Leslie have volunteered with us, as I mentioned, as mentors, and they both have unique experiences that highlight the power of relationships to change lives. And so I'm really thrilled to have both of them here with us today. So Janelle and Leslie, welcome to Education Conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're glad to have you. So Janelle, let me just start with you first. You served for years as the executive director of student life at Youngstown State University. How has that experience informed your views on relationships and the effect that it can have on students?
When I think about my position in student life, essentially it was all about student support. And every service that we had in student affairs was to support students so that we could retain them. So what I learned in the classroom was that students came to college and they weren't always aware of what college was about. They thought they had been there and done this. They'd been to high school. They knew how to study. They knew how to learn. And they were going to do the same thing in college. And when they got to college, they realized it was like being in a foreign country. The language was different. The lay of the land was different. And they had to regroup and figure out a way to learn that was very different from the way they learned in high school. And in order to do this, they needed a lot of support, both in and out of the classroom. And that's what the services that I oversaw were about.
So I think it sounds like a lot of what you were trying to do is just make sure that the students almost had a little bit of a navigational support as they entered. They made that transition from high school into college and making sure they had all of those different pieces to help them have that positive outcome. Would you say that that's a accurate description?
Absolutely. They needed to know where to go. If they had to radio for help, essentially. And a lot of times they did not do that. And as a result, we had to pick people up and bring them up rather than proactively start them off.
It sounds like the student life office for which you oversaw then really was relationship to relationship. Is that a fair description of that? That in order to support the students, you needed to actually come in and give them just the human body element experience. Is that fair?
Exactly. It was a series of probably 14, 15 different offices with different directors, but all with that in mind.
Yeah, for sure. And Leslie, as a teacher and as a college resource officer, you've supported so many students in a professional capacity. Why has it been important for you to continue supporting young people today as a volunteer mentor at the Education Foundation? What difference does it make for you?
Well, I need my kid fix, I call it, but I also see there our future. So things have changed a lot in the 20 years that I was working, and now probably 25 years since then. Kids don't always have the support that they need at home or in school. So I feel the mentors through the Education Foundation sometimes provide an important piece. We have more students now, I think, that are first generation that have come through the mentor program of the Education Foundation. So although their family members certainly want the best for them, they may not have had the knowledge to be able to point them in the right direction for college or their post-high school career. So I see the relationships that the Education Foundation can help provide through mentors allow these kids to become successful.
Well, as either one of you can chime in on this, but you know, you've been on that frontline experience working with students, you know, day after day, year over year. You commented, Leslie, that students have changed. Why does it matter? Why does it matter that there are caring, trusting adults in those students' lives?
Because if there's not, I think that child or student has a really hard road to succeed, because the path in front of them is something they don't know, which Janelle had alluded to. And if there's not somebody, not to keep them on the path, but to help them know these are your choices that you have through your life, and that's going to make a difference when they become an adult.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And in preparation for this get together, I started thinking back to my own education. Mm-hmm. And the people that may have mattered in my life and my relationship with my teachers. And what I realized was back in the 50s and 60s, the teacher was an authority figure. The education was very teacher-centered, mm-hmm. not student-centered. Mm-hmm. It was focused on content, the three R's. Mm-hmm. And that was fine if you were in the middle. Teachers taught to the middle back then. As a matter of fact, that's how I was taught to teach. And so you're in a classroom and you have students over here who maybe aren't understanding because they have a learning difference. And you have students over here who are brilliant and bored, and on both sides, perhaps they're acting out and they're getting disengaged with school. So what happens when you're not engaged as a teacher is you can lose students because you're not even realizing or perhaps not caring what's happening mm-hmm. to the whole of your students.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Well, when you both think of the mentors you've had in your own life, what qualities stand out and how do those mentors help you thrive? What qualities are in there?
I think the ability to listen and not be judgmental. The mentor may feel that you are going to make a decision that may not be the best thing, but just helping you understand the ramifications of the various choices that you have.
I think back especially to my professional mentors and what they did for me. They trusted me. They gave me a lot of free rein. They made me feel like I knew something. So essentially, I felt very safe and supported and nurtured. And that's what I think we need for our students.
I think that's such good qualities. I was listening recently to just the value of connections and the value of human connections, which I think is very much tied to this conversation we're having, and the ability to slow down and give intentional focus and listening, also with the degree of empathy. And I think oftentimes when we say how, particularly the students who may not have the supports at home, they are now operating without those reinforcements. And so providing that extra layer really does make a difference. And so I really applaud you all for the work that you've continued to do in your own volunteer capacity.
Thank you.
Yeah. As we mentioned the introduction today, in focusing on how learning gains really has, the student achievement really has gained focus and attention, which is absolutely important, I want to hear a little bit more about your experience mentoring in mentoring and supporting students at the high school and college level. How have you seen trusting, caring relationships help students excel in ways that might be more difficult to quantify? Do you have any specific examples that you can draw on?
One of our other mentors through the Education Foundation had worked with a student who basically was homeless. The student attended New College, and I had the privilege of going to their clam bake and hearing him speak. Mm. He was the keynote speaker that year. And he said without this mentor through the Education Foundation, he never would have succeeded. And he was brilliant, and he was going on to postgraduate work. So having that steady person in his life, helping and looking out for him, obviously made all the difference in the world. You know, and I had students who were first generation in high school, so they did not have any background for applying for colleges, what their possibilities would be. So having them feel safe to come in and speak to me about fears, about what they viewed as some of their shortcomings or other things, I think was vital to them. And they all went on to be successful at college.
That's wonderful. Do you have anything to add, Janelle?
Sure. I would first say that I gained as much and sometimes maybe a little more from my relationships with students than they gained from me.
Definitely.
The learning that took place has just been life-altering. We had a lot of student employees at the university, and that was one of the areas that was under my purview. And I watched students come in as first gens, and they would get a position on campus, some of them peer mentors, and they were mentoring other first-generation students. And they have gone on to have careers in higher ed. Mm-hmm. And I keep in touch with them, and that's very gratifying. The other point that I wanted to talk about was a student that I had, first gen, adult student. You could tell that he was not completely comfortable in a higher ed situation. He looked different from the rest of the students in my class. He came in and would sit in the very back of the classroom, somewhat disengaged, but there was a little spark in his eye. I could see it. And the very first day, this was the critical thinking class, a class on how to study and learn above just memorization. And he came up to me after class and said, "You know, I think I can do college this time. I've tried it in the past, and I think there's something about this class that makes me think I can make it." So he stayed in class and he stayed in the back, but every day after class he would come up and we'd chat a little bit, and we were starting to get a relationship going. And then one day he didn't come. And then the next day he didn't come. Hmm. And a couple of weeks went by and I was struggling because the message quite frequently at that level is, these are adults. Right. They can do what they want to do, let them learn from whatever their actions. So I was hesitant to reach out, but something told me I just had to. I knew that this gentleman wanted to complete college. We didn't have texting. We didn't use email back then. So I picked up the phone and I called him and I left a message. He didn't answer. I told him, "If you come back, I'll catch you up. I know you're a little bit behind, but I will spend one-on-one office hour time catching up with you." And the next thing I knew, he was in my office. Mm. And we started working together. And he admitted to me he was having mental health issues. And he was pretty much at the end of his rope. And the day that he received my message was the day that turned the corner for him.
Wow.
Which is wonderful.
So he came back to class. He graduated. We've stayed in touch.
Oh, my goodness.
He would come back to the university every single year, and we and his family would go out to lunch. And to this day, I still keep in touch, and when he's in Florida, we get together.
Well, that's a fantastic story. So, what a success story. Yes.
Life-altering on both sides.
Yeah, it's interesting. When people get engaged in mentoring and giving back and volunteering their time, they don't realize how much it can also change and impact your own life as well.
Definitely.
So that's really wonderful. And to all of our listeners, you know, our point in this conversation today is just really to elevate the value that trusting, caring relationships have in the lives of students, no matter the role, whether it is a parent. If parents have developed that, that is amazing, and that is a gift in of itself, and that is a high priority. And if it is a teacher, that is a role that we have seen day and day for generations of the value that the teachers bring that goes beyond teaching them their ABCs and 1-2-3s, if I could be so elementary in that description. But this is about connecting at a human level and accepting kids right where they are. And so it takes no level of expertise. It just takes a lending ear that I think Leslie brought forward. It brings just great qualities that Jonelle described. And there are a multitude of mentoring programs that are in our community that we certainly hope people will connect with and get to know. If you want to know more about the Education Foundation's mentoring program, certainly you can visit our website. At this point, Jonelle and Leslie, thank you so much for joining me to share your insights and your experiences helping students to thrive. Here at the Education Foundation, we're grateful for your volunteer service helping students like Madison and Genevieve. You definitely made such a difference in their lives and in the lives of so many students that you have provided that extra support to. So thank you for your service and your time.
You're welcome.
We so appreciate you all. And if you'd like to make a difference in the lives, like I said, get to know us, check out our website, learn about other mentoring opportunities in our community. But please know, students need the support. They need to help. They need to know that they are valued. They are known, they are seen, they are heard, and they matter. To learn more about our resources and programs available that we have through the Education Foundation, please visit our website at www.edfoundationsrq.org. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and be sure to tune in to other episodes of Education Conversations. For now, this is Jennifer Vine signing off for Education Foundation of Sarasota County.